Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio. And the leaves
are brown. Here we go. Since you went away. A little bit of Sagittarius to get us into the last hour. My world fell down. It's on album. I only discovered this the other day. An album full of this baroque sun, I believe they call sunshine pop, with a mild hint of psychedelia. What cough sweats? My voice is going. I'm not going to give out the phone number. If I see some phone calls on the screen, I might put them through. I might not. It's good, that, isn't it, Katya? There's a whole album of that. It's Gary Usher, who wrote, kind of invented the car song with Brian Wilson, and another guy, Kurt Bacher, I think his name is, and it's a made-up band, Sagittarius. Bruce Johnson's in there. I think Glen Campbell might be on there as well. Right.
Bruce Johnson, my mate, Bruce Johnson.
Bruce Johnston, your mate Bruce Johnston, yes, yeah. who flirted with you a little bit and then told
little
me I was
bit.
Told me I was probably a gay. Yeah, that fella.
He tickled the palm of my hand.
Sam, come and join us whenever you wish. We'll just sit here and chat. If I see any calls flash up on the screen, if they look interesting or I'm in the mood, I will take the call. And if not, then
Cowbell, just in case.
You never know when there's going to be a moment that requires that.
What's the biggest check? This is for me. It can be for all of you. What's the biggest check you've received for a day's work? Biggest check I've received for one day's work. I hosted the Q Awards in about 2003. It was an evening's work. I got paid £10,000. Yeah, I know. That's a one-off. Never had anything else like that. I've done corporate gig. You get paid several thousand pounds, but I'm not one of those that gets like 20 grand for corporate gigs that some people get. And I think that was probably the highest I've ever had, Dev. Hope that answers your question. Matty wants to know, when is Sam getting his own section of the show?
I don't know. Isn't that a question for you?
Hopefully you enjoyed that section of the show, then.
Here's a nice one from Erin. How are you all?
You're getting choked up.
Well, I'm losing my voice a bit. I had a cold that didn't quite take. And then just today, I feel my chest going a bit and I can feel my voice going. And I'm doing a thing at the weekend in Blackpool and I'll be on stage for an hour and a half, but I'll have a microphone. Here's the thing. Whenever I'm in front of a live audience and I have a microphone, I still talk too loudly. And have very poor microphone technique, so I will lose my voice.
Just so you know, me and Catherine both know what a microphone is. You don't have to, like, do the physical...
Miming
what a microphone is.
But is it, do I not? You know that now.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I shall put that microphone down. How are you, Catherine?
Today, I feel like I've had a really productive day. I made some phone calls that I've been putting off for no particular reason other than I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
I've had one of those weeks where, when given the choice to do something or go to bed, I've gone to bed and thought, I need to do that. But today I was really productive. And also, I'm really looking forward to Saturday because I got to tell my kids that we're going to go and visit our potential kitten.
Could be getting a cat Saturday. Cat-a-day.
Yeah. So I'm filled with hope, but at the same time, I'm reserving a little bit of... I'm a little bit prepared for disappointment. Someone might swoop in before us and... But there'll be another cat, because the thing is, right, we're ready now.
It will be the right cat as well.
Yeah.
If these cats go, they weren't meant for you.
Exactly, exactly.
There was a cat before Mucky and Lucky I was supposed to get, I think, and it fell through. Wasn't meant to have that cat, meant to have these two idiots.
Yeah.
To bring live mice into my house. Second live mouse I've had to rescue and get rid of. How are you, Sam?
Yeah, I've had a very meh sort of week. Yeah. Like, I've been setting myself an alarm every morning, because recently I've been sleeping in, like, really late. I'm setting myself an alarm every morning thinking, right, I'm going to get up and do stuff. And then end up just lying in bed for a couple of hours, then getting up and having to come into work.
Should point out that this lying in bed that Sam and I have been doing has been independent of each other.
Yes.
Sam?
Yeah. And then, today in hospital, which was bleh.
Oh.
But this was the blood test.
So, no, this was today I had to go for an ultrasound.
Okay.
That was
which
really
one's the ultrasound?
Odd.
Is that when you go in the pod?
No,
the ultrasound is on the...
Yeah, it's like pregnant women.
You get
all the
gel.
All the gel all over you.
It wasn't
cold, but it was just...
Sticky.
It just felt
And you wipe
horrible.
It off. They give you the blue paper towel afterwards. And you can never wipe it all
off.
No,
I had to change T-shirts as soon as I got home, because I got home and it was just really sticky and horrible.
And they don't tell you then whether
no,
they can
so
see anything.
No, so that's within the next week I'll find out. But
my ultrasound. My ultrasound said... I'll let you know now. It looks all right to me. And I know that's not, she's not a doctor, but she went, it looks all right to me.
I thought it's because she's like, oh, it'll take us about a week to send it to your GP. I'm like, well, just open up your emails. I can send it now. I'll be there in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll pop, just let us know. Can you see anything moving in there that looks unusual? But are you feeling better?
I feel fine, yeah. Like, this is why it's why I'm positive about it. Because, I probably feel a little bit iffy sometimes. Like, I get headaches a lot more and my stomach hurts a lot more than usual, but hey, I'm functioning, so I'm
Bex asks, what is the best Tom Hanks film? And then she says it's The Money Pit, isn't it? I don't really remember The Money Pit being that great. The jokey part of me wants to say Bachelor Party, because I did enjoy Bachelor Party.
I've not seen a lot of Tom Hanks films.
I can't think of, they're all quite boring now.
Sully's good.
I've never seen that.
I watched the first 20 minutes and found it a little bit
Sleepless in Seattle, of course, a classic.
Toy Story, if you count that.
Okay, and I think the Mr. Rogers one's going to be brilliant. That's going to be his best one.
What else has he been in that I might have seen and enjoyed?
You Got Mail, which I enjoyed as well.
Michael Palin filmed a whole load of stuff for that as a butler, I think. And
really?
It all got cut out. All got cut out.
What a shame.
Yeah, I know, he was gutted. He's really gutted. It's like his chance to be in a big Hollywood movie. And it all got cut out. I can't think what Tom Hanks...
Have you seen The Terminal?
I didn't like that. He's very...
Big, of course.
It involves...
Forrest Gump.
Didn't like Gump. Didn't like Big. Okay.
Oh, Green Mile. That's a good film.
Oh, yeah. I say The Green Mile.
I've not seen it. I've heard it's sad.
Oh, it's incredible. I've got it on DVD if you want to borrow it.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
Paul says, is there one single thing that circumstances allowing you can go to that makes you feel instantly happy? No.
Yeah. My scooter.
Okay, for you? Uh-huh. Anything, Sam?
Probably not, no.
No. When is Sam getting his own section of the show? That's not happening. Andrew says, what number am I thinking of?
Six.
Yeah.
69.
Lots of people asking after your health. I think we've established
Thank
that.
Thank you,
so people,
I'm fine.
Matty says, I enjoyed that Sam section. Looking forward to tomorrow's Sam section.
Tomorrow, sorry.
What was it? Let's take a little cheeky phone call here. Hello, line one, you're on the wireless. Hello? Yes? Okay, thank you very much indeed.
It's a great contribution, thank you.
Ian, what was it like working on The Persuasionist? The Persuasionist was a sitcom I did that was not very good and was generally seen as one of the worst sitcoms of all time. It was wicked. I had a great time working on it because I'm working with all these people that I really admire and like. I'm working with Adam Buxton. Harry Enfield wasn't in the series, but he was kind of like meant to be in the series early on. There was Daisy... Daisy... What's her last name?
Oh, God, what's her last name? I think she's brilliant. She's such a good actress. Do you know what I mean? Blonde girl. Daisy... Anyway, Adam Buxton was in it. I can't remember anybody else that was in
Natalie
it.
Natalie Goomady?
No.
Daisy Haggard.
Daisy Haggard, I think, is brilliant. So I really enjoyed it. And I thought it wasn't going to get made because we filmed, like, we rehearsed and rehearsed the pilot, and I replaced somebody else who got kicked out. We rehearsed the pilot and we did a read-through. Where are you going?
My headphones off.
All right, man, calm down. We did a read-through and, like, a read-through performance, and BBC were going to make it. Then they weren't going to make it, and we were told it wasn't going to happen. Then we did a pilot, studio pilot, and they said it was going to happen. Then they said it wasn't going to happen. And then I had one of those meetings that you have at the BBC where you get called in and they say, we're going to make it. We got great plans for you. We're going to get you on Nevermind the Buzzcocks. There's a meeting with me and the guy that I used to work with, a guy called Simon Wilson, who was like the runner on the 11 o'clock show, then became the head of comedy at the BBC. We're going to get you Nevermind the Buzzcocks and all these things, and we see this is going to be a great vehicle for you. And I bought into all of that bullshine again. This is my problem. I bought into it again. I was like, wow, great. And then as we were making it, the kind of first episode was the pilot episode, which we did again, and it was quite funny. And then sort of the second and third episode, I'm thinking, I don't think it's funny, but it must be funny because it's got all these funny people in, and it's produced by the guy that wrote The Inbetweeners, and the BBC are making it, and it must be funny. And they'll do something on it afterwards to make it funny. And we filmed the whole series. And then, like, months later, we went to a screening for the press, and we just sat there going, oh, my God, this isn't funny. This is not... I mean, I don't think it's awful. I think it's all right, but it wasn't a funny show. So that was disappointing. Hello, line two.
Hello, Ian Lee and Kath. Before I get down to the meat, can we please have a moment's silence for one of my batteries that very sadly died today? Thank you for being so respectful.
Pleasure.
Hit it. Here we go, go, go. I like it like that. I like it like that. I like it like that. Yeah. I like it like that.
Thank you very much indeed. I enjoyed that. We've got some good questions coming in. David Babcock says, when we have a nuclear attack in Britain, what would you do? I'm driving straight towards the bomb. I want the bomb to land on my head and kill me and destroy. I don't want to live after anything.
Same. No, I can't be bothered with that survival stuff.
Sam?
Probably finding someone I don't like and just punch him in the face.
Wow.
Where do you live again?
In response to that, Artie Fufkin says to David, I'd shove a vax up your bum hole, you ghost fraud jobber.
Oh my.
Steve wants to know, what's your favourite cheese? Just a very strong cheddar, probably a pilgrim or a cathedral.
I'm torn.
All right, Natalie and Brulia.
No, honestly, I like a nice soft goat's cheese.
Okay.
Brie.
Yeah, brie.
Cheese.
Jesus.
I love cheese.
Do you remember Jonathan the Massive Racist? Yes. When he gets out, how do you feel about him phoning the show? Well, he did get out, and then, from what I gather, he had to go back inside. He broke parole. You know, Jonathan from Swansea. I think he broke parole. And we were asked this on Air Sunnies. Basically, Jonathan was a caller to the show. At times, he could be very charming and very funny and would talk a lot about retro video games and get very philosophical about a cat that he'd saved and no one else would save it. But... He was also a huge racist who sent terribly, terribly Islamophobic and anti-Semitic and violent messages and threats of rape and violence and all kinds of stuff. This stuff was horrible and would never in any way downplay it. People were very upset and frightened and scared by the messages he sent them. And he went to prison for quite a long time. Rightfully so. I believe he came out and then broke his parole and went back in. That's what I've heard. How do I feel about him phoning the show? Yeah, I would love him to phone the show. And I know that upset a few people when we mentioned that before. But I've always found him
Fascinating.
And we have never allowed him to use the show to carry on doing what he was doing. That's the main thing. It had nothing to do with the show.
No.
Plus, it's not the nature of this show to turn down any call.
No.
No.
As much as if things go sour, then we can...
We've had other people link up who got out of prison. Why would he be any different? Yeah.
What's my least favourite Beach Boys song? Oh, God, there are so many. There are so many. The one that springs to mind is...
I know mine.
Go on.
Barbara Ann.
Yeah, Barbara Ann is rubbish. Barbara Ann is rubbish.
That's like a practice song that you do before you go on. You don't do it when you're on.
Here's one. This is from their 1979 album, M.I.U., which is a stinker. Here we go. Bells of Paris. Wait till the verse kicks in. You're going to love it. You've been to Paris.
Yeah, I met a few bells as well. Yeah,
there you go, that's the Bells of Paris.
Why would you call the Eiffel Tower Tour Eiffel?
Because it's what because otherwise the taxi drivers won't take you there. If you say the Eiffel Tower, huh? Eiffel Tower, huh? Le Tour Eiffel. Oh.
More. I'm still charging more.
Always like talking to Sam when I call up, says Paul. Please give him my best wishes.
Best wishes.
Has anyone seen Once? What was Once? Or heard the awesome Oscar-winning song Falling Slowly from the same film? What was Once?
No idea.
No, we haven't seen it, so we cannot help you. Talking of Adam Buxton, did you ever call him when you were feeling low, as he suggested you could after he was on the show a while back? I did. I did phone him up when I was feeling particularly low. I hit the Buxton button.
He also contacted me.
Yeah, I got in touch with him and told him I was struggling. Jesus Christ, Ian Lee, can you squirt?
What?
That's a question. Can you squirt?
Squirt what?
I don't know.
Water pistol.
Louise says, Stephen Gately, 10 years ago today.
Oh, 10 years.
Can you talk about any times you have spent with him or Boyzone? I don't think I ever met all of Boyzone. I met Ronan a few times. Ronan came on Rise and was really, really charming and delightful.
We saw him on the plane, didn't we, coming back from Dublin?
We did.
Or going to Dublin.
Yeah, we did.
He was holding us all.
We had Mikey.
You just assume it was him because you were coming back
from
Dublin.
No, it was him because the air hostess was swearing about him under her breath.
Yeah.
And to silence us, gave us sweets.
I don't think I met Mikey Graham. We had him on the 11 o'clock show. I don't think we met any of the others. Hello, Line 1.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Can I actually speak to the superstar, please? Can I bypass Ian?
Jesus, it's Cockney Lee, who everyone thinks is an actual character. Speak to Catherine then, Lee.
Do you mean me or do you mean Sam? Hello,
Catherine.
Yes.
You.
Why is your phone so lousy, Lee? You're a cabbie. You should be rolling in it.
Oh, mate, I'm on my way home. Oh. I've had enough.
Yeah, it's been rubbish today.
Driving a cab in London. I've had enough, Ian. Catherine, rather.
Thank you.
Why the single... why do I pick up single women that are paralytic?
Because
I've got girls. Who better than them?
Me. I was going to say, because you're a good man and you know that they need someone to get them home safely.
Yeah. But why don't they pay at the end, Catherine?
You're joking. What, they legged it?
Of course they didn't leg it. They couldn't, like, they can't even stand up. Oh. Yeah. So I've had a little fault. Could I be, and could you pay me to be the cabbie correspondent?
You're welcome to ring us up and talk about cabs. But at this point, we're having trouble paying ourselves.
Can I just interject? Can I have 1 minute 48 of everybody's time?
I'd rather not. I'd rather
well, Lee, it's my show.
You're gonna.
Thank
you. You're gonna.
I'm gonna. Here we go.
Here we go. No.
Okay. Oh, the words, all the words is the Manc.
Cultural appropriation.
Okay. Yes.
No. Or in any other way.
You said financially. Carry on.
Was she being rude?
She was being rude, Lee. We're better than that. We're gentlemen. Yes, carry on.
I'm not.
No. All right. If there's no financial gain, I could be the cabbie correspondent and I could take Catherine. You could get in my cab.
Oh.
What is it? Hold on. Give me a second.
This is horrible.
For the greatest ride with the greatest guide. Yeah, that's me.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I'm a London licensed taxi driver.
Yes, we can tell by the way your story's gone for a long, long time.
Am I not, Ian?
Yes, sorry, Lee.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Catherine won't miss me because I've got a large black one.
Thank you very much indeed. The phone line, luckily, was breaking down and getting worse and worse. Let's try line two. Hello, line two.
Ian Lee. Hello?
Yeah? Okay, and
they're gone. Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Alison says, can you ask my fellow Nickelback fan, Sam, is he feeling any better? You're a good
yes.
lad. I was trying to get you a gift a couple of months ago and it's not happened, so I can tell you what it was going to be. But I have got a friend who works on Virgin, Ben Jones. Uh-huh. Who's really good friends with Nickelback. And I was trying to get Chad Kroeger to record a message.
Oh, wow.
But it didn't happen. I'm telling you now because I was really disappointed. It just hasn't happened. It might still happen at some point.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Sorry, sorry. It might happen at some point, but I've been trying for like the last 3 months to try and get a little, hey, I'm Chad Kroeger from Nickelback's, and I just want to say, Sam, look at my photograph. Makes me laugh. But I've not been able to, so I apologise for that. But that's what we try okay, and do
I'll
stuff.
Wait.
Behind
Thank
the
you.
Scenes, we try and do stuff.
Yeah.
Once is an Irish independent movie. Okay, thank you. Paul says, was it Hollyoaks I auditioned for last year? Yeah, it was. I auditioned to be a sexually aroused teacher for Hollyoaks. And then the thing I auditioned for a few months ago was... to be the Demon Headmaster in the Demon Headmaster reboot, and I didn't get it. And then I left the acting agent to go to a new acting agent, and I've had no auditions. So that's the end of that. That's the end of that dream. And then someone said, where was that gone? Paul says, if you could revive and star in any kids' show, what would it be? Inspired by Mackenzie's Wurzel Gummidge. I was supposed to be in that as well. I was in the pilot for Wurzel Gummidge. I was the farmer. And then I had a very... I'm friends with Mackenzie. And I had a very awkward exchange, like, months later. I said, where's all Gummidge happening? He said, oh, yeah, we're filming it, but we've got someone else to play the part of the farmer.
Well, he said he didn't have any say in
he
it.
He said that. It's nice of him to say that.
Yeah.
I was gutted. I was really gutted. Here's the thing. Kids' TV is the best it's ever been. I don't really watch much kids' TV now, but kids' TV is the best it's ever been. It was rubbish back in the day, so I wouldn't revive any of it.
My youngest is really into Blue Peter, like really into it. When I was a kid, it was always a little bit stodgy, but they love it now.
To all three, says David, this is an old question I used to ask. Who would you go gay for to save the world? I used to do this on LBC, right? Imagine this question getting asked on LBC. We go, who would you go gay for to save the world?
And people save the world?
Say, yeah, people
Not just
say,
for fun, aren't
it? But... Someone phoned up and said, it's disgusting. How dare you? It's disgusting. What do you mean it's disgusting? It's disgusting. Who would you go gay? What a stupid question. And it went on for ages and ages. And I said, OK, all right, I take your point. I get your offended and I apologise. But if you had to save the world, who would you go gay for? I'm not answering the question. But if you had to... Do you mean if I had to? I said, if everyone was going to die
it's
in the world...
It's a weird scenario.
Unless you had gay sex with another man, who would it be? And after 2 or 3 minutes, he went, ow! Oh, David Beckham. And I went, oh, you dirty git, and I hung up on him. I'd go gay for a laugh. To save
win
the
a
world.
Bet.
It was who was my gay choice? David Bannatyne was my gay choice for a while.
David, different. Not Duncan.
Duncan Bannatyne.
His more famous brother.
It was the arrogant football manager, Jose Mourinho, for a while. This was like 10, 15 years ago.
Wasn't it...
I don't really have any gay...
Van Wilder, yeah.
What?
Van Wilder.
Who's Van Wilder?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds for a long time. That was about 10 years ago. He had a really good haircut that I quite liked. But I wouldn't. There's not anyone that...
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. You can't nod to that, Sam, because you're going gay.
I know, but I'm saying that's an acceptable answer.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Demi Moore.
Gosh, that would...
Yeah.
Sam?
Zac Efron.
Really?
Good looker. He can sing.
Yeah, sing you.
He's quite, off. Sing he's you quite buff bed. Now,
sing
isn't he?
Off. Did you say sing you off?
No, you.
You said I said
sing me off to sleep. I thought is what
you said.
I started to say.
You said you could sing me off.
I've heard a brown noise, but I've never heard.
It's like those opera singers. The opera singers that can break glass and yes, the brown noise. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Am I on?
You are.
Oh, hello.
Is that Zac Efron?
Maybe.
Could you sing us off? Really, no.
You're having me on.
You're on the air. What can we do for you?
I've just got an idea about saving money, really, when you want to book into a Travelodge.
I'm in. Beautiful. Let's hear it.
Well, different kind of room rates, really, because we use them all the time.
Yes.
On the road with the band that we gig with.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, how could we get a cheaper room?
Yeah.
Without, like, affecting the planet? And I was just thinking that maybe we could... there could be a deal where that we could book a room that maybe someone else has slept in.
Yeah. Well,
and it would be half price. And
that's all of them, like, isn't it?
Pardon?
That's all of them, isn't it?
No, well, some of them are better than others, I must admit. But, you know...
All hotel rooms have been slept in.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've generally been cleaned, haven't they, I think.
Oh, you mean... Oh, dear. You want to sleep in someone else's juices?
Well, no. Yeah, well, basically, yeah. But if it's cheap, I mean, maybe £20 instead of £50.
God.
No, I mean, that and is then, disgusting.
I
know it sounds... You might get pregnant. Bad. Yeah, and then there's, like, breakfast in the morning, and you could get, like, a really cheap breakfast. Where
it's already been
maybe
eaten.
Someone's not...
The leftovers.
Exactly.
I would... Well, I look at... Because I love a breakfast buffet in a hotel. There's nothing finer than a breakfast buffet in a hotel. And the best ones are the cheaper the hotel, the better the breakfast buffet. But I do go in, and you look at, like... Because people will go up for a second or sometimes a third plate, and then they never finish it. And I do look at it and think... Yeah. I'd eat that.
Yeah.
I'd have that half bit of toast and half sausage.
It's a terrible thing, you know. I work on cruise ships quite a lot as a singer, and they always instill that they try to save the waves, you know, but you don't use all your towels. So, you know, try not to use all your towels. But then they fly me to the ship on three or four different flights, you know.
Well, you need to quit your job.
Well, do you think?
Yeah, well, because you're killing the planet.
I am, but they book the flights, you know.
Well, you can tell them you don't want the flights.
Yeah, you're right, but then I wouldn't get to the gig, would I?
Well,
let's go back to Travelodge.
Okay, well, don't do the gig.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you. Anyway, I was worried about it, and you've satisfied my desire.
Good. Yeah, we managed to sing you off. I've just had, and excuse me if this is wrong, but I've just had what was a really good question, right?
Yeah.
And I liked it, and then I liked the question on Twitter. By the way, we're getting these questions from Twitter, if you want to ask. And I liked it, and I did this, it was someone I hadn't seen before, so I did what I often do, is I went and clicked on their thing. And are you telling me that someone has literally just opened a Twitter account to ask us a question, and yet in the bio of their Twitter, they are the CEO of a computer company. So they're the head of a computer company. They're not following anybody. They are not followed by anybody. They've literally just set up the Twitter account. And when I Googled their name and their company, I couldn't find anything. So I blocked them. I've blocked them. Because that makes me feel a little bit suspicious. Have you seen it, Catherine? There's
no.
George Sanders.
No.
He's messaged you.
Has he?
He's added you in it.
But I think that I've got a thing on my Twitter that means I don't get things from people who've just set up accounts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've got like less than 10 followers or something.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, I think there is.
Gerald Sanders... I just don't... And the question has a very slight catch in it. The question... I read it, but I've blocked him, and I'm not going to answer it, even though it's a great question. Good evening, Mr. Ian Lee and Mrs. Catherine Boyle. Just discovered your late-night show. It's a breath of fresh air. It is very different to the rest of Talk FM's output during the day. Do you get on with Matthew Wright following your TV spat? Do you know what I mean? There's just a little...
Yeah, the question seems different when you know that account has been...
When you know
if that was from someone else,
it's a... Yeah. And the that funny?
Yeah.
People. Sam, we've missed a couple of ads. Do you want to put all the ads together? Then give us an out time and then come back and join us.
Sounds good.
Are you enjoying? You okay with this?
Yeah, it's great.
I'm enjoying this. We're just sitting here. If I see an interesting phone call pop up, I'll take it. But I'm not giving out the number. Otherwise, you can tweet at Ian Lee. At Ian Lee, probably the best one with the questions. You can text us as well, actually, if you're not on Twitter. If you text the word talk and then your message to 87222, 25 pence plus your standard network rate. I've got those up on a screen up here, and I can see them as well. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio as well, and I'll see it on the screen. This is the Late Night Alternative. It's Sam, Kath, and Ian on Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.